supporting local Laguna Beach nonprofits. Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner.
KX93.5.
All right, the Daily Scramble Live welcomes Caroline Bruder to the studio for Caroline's Cause Corner. Who's your guest today, Caroline?
Hi, Jason and Tyler. Today I have Kara Bouch from Make-A-Wish, and I'm very excited to have her on. Did you have a good Labor Day?
Yes, I did. Thank you so much for having us. I'm excited to be here today.
Thank you for being here and suffering the first week of school traffic.
Yeah, it was a little
kind
brutal.
Of crazy. So, welcome and tell us all about Make-A-Wish. You're with Orange County and Inland Empire, correct?
Yes. So, Make-A-Wish Orange County and the Inland Empire grants the wishes of children with life-threatening medical conditions to enrich the human experience with hope, strength, and joy.
Yeah, let's address that really quickly because most people think it's for only terminal children.
Yeah, and that's one of our biggest misconceptions. We grant wishes to children with life-threatening medical conditions, meaning their condition is malignant, degenerative, or progressive. And children are between the ages of 2.5 and 18 during referral. So if you know of a child, send them our way. We'd love to help grant their wish.
I'm sure most of the listeners are familiar with Make-A-Wish, but give us a little backstory on how it was started and when it was started.
Yeah, Make-A-Wish was started in 1980 in Phoenix, Arizona. A 7-year-old Chris Gracious, he had leukemia. He wanted to be a police officer for the day. Mm-hmm. And a bunch of law enforcement heard of Chris's wish, granted it. And from then, Make-A-Wish was started around the nation. Our local chapter was founded in 1983 when we granted 14-year-old Tamara Tamara's wish to visit the Caribbean.
Wow, that's amazing. You do such amazing work. Let's talk a little bit about some of the, what you call them, wish kids, right?
Yeah.
Wish kids that you have right now that are close to the area.
Yeah, we actually granted last year 15-year-old Lucas's wish. He's out of Dana Point. He was diagnosed in 2010 with acute lymphoblastic leukemia. He was a dedicated football player, but unfortunately, he was sidelined when he got mm-hmm. diagnosed. Mm-hmm. And when Make-A-Wish volunteers approached him, he told them that his most heartfelt wish was to go meet Matt Forte of the Chicago Bears. So he got to go to Chicago with his family, got to go visit Hellas Hall and Soldier Field, got to meet all the players, got to hang out, got his T-shirts and his football gear signed, and he had a great time. Lucas would be here today, but it's first day of school.
Exactly.
He's got school's first.
So happy he's in school. That is wonderful.
Yeah.
So are you looking for volunteers?
We are. One of our biggest needs right now is bilingual volunteers. Mm-hmm. So if you're bilingual, please visit us online at ocie.wish.org and learn more about how to volunteer. One of the major things we're also looking for right now is airline miles. For example, Lucas, he traveled to Chicago. Mm-hmm. People can donate their airline miles, and it helps grant kids travel wishes, which is really cool.
So what about other corporate partnerships?
Yeah, if you have a company that wants to get involved, there's a lot of different ways to give back to Make-A-Wish. We have an Adopt-A-Wish program mm-hmm. where if you donate or raise $5,000, you technically adopt the wish of a local child. We have a bunch of corporations, but also school groups that do that. We have a Kids for Wish Kids program where kids of all ages, elementary school through college, can do fundraisers for Make-A-Wish. So it's really cool to see them give back so young.
Kids helping kids is really hard. So I wanted to see if you could give us, I think you had another example of somebody in Huntington Beach that you're working with?
Yeah, recently we granted a little boy's wish to be a cool kid. His name was Finn, and he just wanted to be a cool kid for a day. He's 6 years old. He had hepatoblastoma, which is a form of liver cancer. And he wanted to be a cool kid, so we brought him down to South Coast Plaza, and it was actually one of my first wish experiences where I would say over 100 volunteers showed up to just cheer this little guy on. He pulled up in a limo, got out, and walked a red carpet. People had signs.
Celebrity kid for a day.
Yeah, he pretty much ran the red carpet a couple times. He got to sign autographs, and then he got to go to Macy's and get everything he needed to be the coolest kid on the playground, which was really cool.
That's great. So tell the listeners again how they can, where they can go to. What's your website and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, our website is ocie.wish.org, and we're also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and all that. So you can check us out and check out all the photos and videos of our wish kids.
Oh, that's fantastic. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap it up?
No, I think, I really appreciate you guys having us on, especially in September. September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. So it's really great to kind of spread the message, not only about Make-A-Wish, but about childhood cancer. So just learn more about Make-A-Wish, spread the word about Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, and thank you so much for having us on.
Yeah, we are speaking with Kara Bouch with Make-A-Wish Foundation. And if any of you listeners want to become a member of KX93.5 today, a portion of your membership will go directly to Make-A-Wish Foundation. Kara, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
And this is Caroline Bruder. Until next time, make it a giving day.
This was Caroline's Cause Corner. Enter your business at kx935.com/causecorner. Back to generational alt-rock. KX935, Laguna's only FM.